Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Fire on the Earth, a compelling look at the new evangelization through inspiring teachings, interviews, and testimonies.
Welcome, friends. This is Peter Herbeck, your host. We're here again today with our guest this week, Pete Burak. Pete is the Vice President of Renewal Ministries. He's a colleague, worked with him for many, many years. He's right at the core of all that we're doing at Renewal Ministries. And Pete just wrote a book called A Man on Purpose, and I asked if he'd come in and just share with us this week elements from the book, the purpose behind the book. So, Pete, welcome back.
Yeah, it's good to be with you.
Maybe just a little bit of background, summary of what you talked about yesterday, and then we can maybe dive into some of the key points that you address in the book.
Sure. Yeah, there's no question that there's a crisis of masculinity right now in our culture. We don't know what a man is. We don't know how to define it. We're not sure if it's good or bad or what it's supposed to look like. And so over the last several years, really, I've been feeling this sense of trying to speak into that and the work that we do with Pine Hills Boys Camp and Forged and different things through Renewal Ministries has borne evidence of that. When you really invest in men, and you really pour into them and you really help them understand what God intends for them in their masculinity, it's powerful and it's world-changing, frankly. Like, it changes cultures, it changes families when the men come alive in the Lord. And that was something that one of the great gifts my parents gave me was that they really invested in me as a man and helped me as a boy become a man. And we see a lot in our culture of a lot of people walking around physically developed as men, but acting as little boys.
What do you mean by that? Acting as little boys? In what way? What do you mean?
Oh, there's so many different elements, right? I mean, just we could go in the more, I would say, evil, like the proliferation of pornography, the number of guys who are just trapped in their own imagination and their own screens for the sexual pleasure. And instead of going out into the world to find a spouse and to lay down their life for the spouse and to raise a family and contribute to society, they're stuck behind a screen in their fantasy world, which is a strong temptation. And I understand it and I have empathy for it, but that's little boy behavior. Another little boy behavior would be, I have nothing against video games. Video games are fun. But the number of guys who are in their 20s and 30s who hours are spent playing video games, that's what little boys do. You know, that's what I did when I was 12. And it was great. And it was fun. And it was even appropriate at that time to have some fun with video games. But not when you're in your 20s and 30s, when, again, everything in you is designed, both from the Lord, but just how your body is wired to go contribute to the world in different ways. I mean, there could be several other instances. I mean, just the sheer drop in faithful, healthy marriages is evidence of this. Because a little boy, a boy doesn't know how to be married. Mm-hmm. Frankly, like, this is why we wouldn't allow them to be married until they get to a certain place.
Yeah. Why something so obvious that men have done forever, you know, marrying and raising families. Why is it so difficult right now for guys? What's the battle going on? What are they concerned about?
A lot of different things. One is boys in today's culture have not really been taught how to persevere through hard things. They've been given a very comfortable existence in every aspect. So whether it's the making of food, why do I need traditionally a spouse to make me food when in two clicks of a button, food can be delivered at my door and it tastes pretty good and it was pretty easy. I just mentioned the pornography thing, and sexually, like, if I can accomplish all that I want sexually without the burden, quote unquote, of marriage, why engage in that when I can keep my options open, when I can do it either digitally or go to the bar or find a sexual partner through an app and accomplish again and experience what I want to experience and then move on to the next thing. And so much of it comes down to the fact that society has told men and boys that the epitome of life is to be happy, and the epitome of happiness is to be free. And in order to be free, you have to be able to kind of choose for yourself and curate for yourself your sense of what life is all about and how you want to live it. It's that deep sense of whatever you feel is true, and whatever you, if you feel it deeply enough, it makes it true. So then just live that truth, live your authentic self, and you'll be free, and then you'll be happy. And so the whole concept of, like, laying down your life, the whole concept of, like, suffering for a noble end, the whole idea of risk for the sake of something glorious is just, either it's been so watered down and kind of neutered out of us that we're kind of sterile to it, that we're just comfortable, or we've never been actually led in it. And the thing is, boys need older men to show them what it means to be a man. Mm-hmm. Masculinity is really something that is bestowed. It's invited into. It's, I watch these men and I learn from them. I learn how they act. I learn how they interact with women. I learn how they interact with other men. And then something is poured into me of, like, this is what we expect of you. In a culture where we just hold so little expectations for anyone, it's no wonder that men aren't rising to the high call of true, authentic masculinity, because older men aren't saying, actually, this is who you are, this is how you need to behave, and we're going to hold you to that. And so when that is lost in a society, you just get a bunch of guys who are kind of bored, mm-hmm. who are kind of just drifting, and really don't necessarily have the skill set or the experience to know how to get out of it.
What do you think about things that we often hear, like guys don't take strides into serious decisions, like being able to start a family, business, whatever, buy a house, these kinds of things, because it all looks impossible or something. Like it's too much, or mm-hmm. there's not enough, I don't have enough money, I don't have enough security, I don't have enough job, I don't see a way forward on those very basic things.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think there's probably some truth to some of that, right? That things are hard at different points right now, and there is a lot of crushing debt for some of these guys coming out, and they've been sold a bit of a bill of goods or like, this is how it's going to go if you go this way, and then they turned out it's not that way, and they don't know what to do about it. But on the other hand, I think there's a lie that says if you just get ready for something and prepare enough, then you'll be ready to do whatever it is that you think you need to do. In other words, like the way I put it is, what guy do you know actually knew how to be a husband until he began being a husband?
Yeah.
Like what guy is actually ready to be a dad until the baby's put in his hands? Like you can read about fatherhood, you can change a baby doll's diaper, you can go to the classes, but you don't know what you're doing as a dad until you start to do it. And so this idea of like, I'm afraid to fail, I don't feel ready, it's some of it I want to just pop and be like, yeah, you're not going to feel ready. Join the club, man.
Yeah.
Like every dad I've ever met goes like, I didn't know what I was doing. And then 3 years later, like, I still don't really know what I'm doing, but I know a little bit more than I did before. You know, we're right on the cusp of teenagehood in our family right now. Gracie just turned 13, and there's a lot of them like, I don't know what I'm doing. But this is where things like community are so important. We live in a community where I can look at older families and say, okay, look at how dad did it. I can talk to those guys. I can talk to people like you and learn from your experience. And the community is supporting and kind of almost incentivizing all of us to move in a common direction of these wonderful things like faithful marriages and raising families. But if you're isolated, you're on your own, and actually the circles you run in are just more, again, bored and self-indulgent, well, then it's easy to come up with excuses to say like, well, I don't have enough money. I mean, again, when are you ever going to feel totally financially fit to do all these other things? What it really says is either you're bored and not incentivized towards it, or you have things you love more than those other things. Because I've never met a guy who doesn't have time and money for the things they really love.
Yeah.
I mean, think about it. What guy do you know is like, I love watching the Detroit Lions. They're my team. And you're like, oh, do you ever miss a game? Like, they never even conceive of missing a game because they will always find time to watch their team if they love it enough. And yeah. So every guy finds the time and the money for the things that they really care about.
I have a good friend who I love very much, who's a really good golfer. He's had been very busy, had big jobs over the last number of years, and busy, 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 just doesn't have time for anything, but he always finds time to play golf. You know
totally.
What I mean?
Yeah.
So that kind of underlines what you're saying. I'm not saying it's wrong or anything, but it's just funny. Guys will find time to do the things they love.
That's where you have to kind of be honest about it. Like we work with a lot of young guys who will say, I really want to get married. Great. Well, let's do a little audit of your time, your talent, and your treasure, and see if that's aligned with that desire. Because if you tell me you really want to get married, but most of the time you're spent playing video games, then you don't really want to get married because you're not meeting your spouse there. Yeah. So if you really want to get married, and can you align your behavior to that outcome? So instead of playing video games for 4 hours a night, maybe you only play 1 hour and you spend the other time going to a Bible study or going on a mission trip or just literally just like going and being in the world will be more productive towards that end than these other things. And so there's often a bit of a cognitive dissonance between what we say we want. And we know this. I mean, even St. Paul talks about this, right? He's like, why do I do the things I say I don't want to do? You know,
yeah.
Well, it's because that's the fickleness of the human heart. But part of maturing as a man is aligning our loves and our desires and our actions into harmony as opposed to disharmony.
Yeah. You talked about 10 rules,
mm-hmm.
10 rules of life from a faithful father. Let's begin to touch on some of those. We don't have to do all 10 right now, but just today, what were the... Mm-hmm. The things that you really...
Well, this is a good one for what we've already been kind of talking about. But my dad used to say to me all the time, he said, son, be a good man, not a nice guy. And we can't totally take credit for that. That was John Eldridge from his awesome book, Wild at Heart. We had read that together when I was in high school, and that was the thing that jumped out to us. And we used to repeat that to each other all the time. He said, Pete, remember, be a good man, not a nice guy. And what that meant was not that being nice is inherently wrong, but what that meant for him is that we are actually growing in virtue and strength to be able to do what is necessary in each environment as Jesus invites us to. And so in the book, I highlight two particular virtues that I think are lacking right now, actually, in men that talk about what it means to be a good man. And the two are kindness and meekness. So kindness is in the love category of willing the good of the other and doing it in such a way that isn't selfish. It isn't about scoring points. It's not about winning the debate so I can look good and so you can be put down. It's about pursuing the truth and doing that in a way that honors the other, respects the other, and helps them grow in the midst of your own growth. So kindness, and then meekness being not this doormat, but having great strength under control, being actually strong and dangerous, but not being dangerous in the sense of being, having that be channeled to good ends and virtuous ends. I mean, how does, you've talked about this many times. Jesus actually describes himself as meek and humble of heart, right? Jesus, the most powerful person who's ever lived.
The ultimate man.
The ultimate man describes himself as meek, not as I'm taking a step back, but actually in our virtue, I'm channeling my strength for good ends.
Yes. And I think one of the things, just as Catholics, as Christians, I'm thinking as you're describing it, Paul saying, you know, imitate me as I imitate Christ. And you say, well, where do I go? How do I become a man? What kind of man do I want to be? And get in line, just join the line, because we're all following Jesus,
Amen.
The one who's teaching us what it means to be a man,
yes.
and how to live. And he's the quintessential model of it. And then the saints and others are there as well. So it's a combination of that fundamental witness of our Lord and the fact that we're all learning mm-hmm. how to follow him and how to be and live like him, which is really critical, but also being able to live in a vital Christian community in a parish or wherever it is where there's men just a little bit older than you, a generation older than you. You start to come in Knights of Columbus, maybe have these opportunities in a parish or whatever, start to talk to other men who are further down the road with you and mm-hmm. and men that you kind of respect, you know what I mean? And you find out what makes that person tick mm-hmm. and begin to have some kind of friendships that help that happen.
It's a beautiful combination because Jesus, as you said, is the perfect man. So everything we need to know about manhood is found in him.
Yeah.
And then in his wisdom, he's given us a community to help embody some of those things imperfectly. So nobody in your community is the perfect man, but they can help. And you know, you've heard it in men's ministry all the time, as iron sharpens iron. That's a real thing. And that's actually one of the rules, is to have a community together, because without other men, we really won't be able to do it.
The book's called A Man on Purpose. Pete, where can people get the book?
Yeah, you can go to renewalministries.net/store. That's one wonderful place to get it. Or it's on Amazon or in many of the other places that books are sold. But Amazon or renewalministries.net would be the best place to get it.
It's such an important topic, and I'm so glad Pete wrote the book on it. I've watched and Pete grew up from the time he was little, and the relationship he had with his dad and his brother and his father was an amazing man who went home to the Lord. There's a lot of good, practical, inspirational, and doable kind of wisdom, you know, mm-hmm. that's in the book. So I hope you can go out and get the book. It'd be a great gift for any young man who's looking at what kind of man do I want to be. God bless you. Hope you can join us tomorrow.
Each program of Fire on the Earth with Peter Herbeck can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and RenewalMinistries.net. Fire on the Earth is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you my new booklet, Does God Judge? Wow, what a question, but it's a relevant question. Scripture says we were all appointed to die once and then the judgment. We know for sure each one of us has an appointment in our future. And it takes Scripture, Catechism, and the saints to help us understand the beauty of God's plan and how we can look forward to the judgment as followers of Christ. If you'd like to get a free copy, call 1-800-282-4789 or visit renewalministries.net/FOE.